Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Trumos. We know that when Truma falls into Chulin, it makes it Meduma. The entire mixture is now forbidden to be eaten by a non-Kohen because of the Chulin that's within it. Unless there is enough Chulin to be Mevatelit, right? If there's enough Chulin to, so to speak, overwhelm and nullify the Truma, then it's Mutter. Except that we don't use the word bittel with regard to truma, we use the word olin. And the reason for that is that you still have to give some to the kohen, right? Because there's not only the issue of that a non-kohen is not allowed to eat kohen, not allowed to eat truma, but also there's the idea of gezel hashevet, that it's owed to the kohen. If something is owed to the kohen, I mean, we can't just nullify it and say, therefore, we don't owe them anything. So it's olin because you pick out one, I don't know, fig, whatever, you pick out a fig in the amount of what fell in and say, okay, this is it. So it's as if halachically we consider that the truma kind of bubbled up to the surface and that's the one you took. And so that's why we use the word olin. Because even though it's batel, you still have to give something to the kohens. You still have to give an amount equivalent to what fell in to the kohen, but it doesn't ruin the whole mixture. So Mishnah Zayin is going to discuss how much chulin is required in order to be mevatel the truma. That is, in order to be ma'ale the truma. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, truma ola be'echad umeya. Rabbi Eliezer says that 101 is required to be ma'ale the truma, to be mevatel the truma. And when we say 101, that means 100 to 1, right? So there have to be 100 measures of chulin for each measure of truma. So if there's a se'ah of truma that fell into a vat, there have to be 100 se'in of chulin in there in order for it to be mevatalit or ma'alit. This is the halacha. We follow the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, which is why every time we've talked about this until now, we've said that you need 101, that is 100 to 1, to be mevatel or to be ma'ale the truma. But there are two other opinions. Rabbi Yehoshua Omer, b'meya ve'od. You need 100 plus. That is to say, 99 plus chulin for every one truma. How much is this ve'od? Ve'od ze'ein lo shir. Any amount. Now, that's because we know that if you take truma out of a pile of grain, you say, okay, this kav is truma. I'm sorry, this sa'ah is truma. Now, let's take a step back for a minute. Truma gedola, we know that midoraisa, you only need one single grain to be yotzei in truma gedola. But trumas meiser, we know midoraisa is 10% of the meiser. So we know that even on a doraisa level, 1% of this pile has to be truma. So if I took the d'oraisa amount of truma and trumas meiser and it fell back into the pile, then it is midamea, right? It ruins it. That's the rule. We know that. So that means that if it's a ratio of 99 to 1, doesn't work. It's midamea. Because if the 1 fell back into the other 99, it ruins it. So then how much more than the 99 does it have to be? So Rabbi Yehoshua says, any amount, as long as it's more than 99. So it has to be more than the original grain that this one came from. Okay? Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says, ve'od kav l'meya sa'ah, shtus l'medameya. When we say ve'od, it has to be, it can't just be one extra grain, two extra grains. It has to be a substantial amount. And in particular, he says it has to be a kav for every 100 sa'ah, meaning 1/6 of the sa'ah that fell in. So he says there has to be 99 and 1/6 chulin for every one truma. So really, the machlokas is, how much more above the 99 do you need? Right, Rabbi Yehoshua says any amount. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says 1/6 of what fell in, an additional 1/6. And Rabbi Eliezer would say an additional 1. You need the additional amount is the equivalent of what fell in. So you need the 99 plus an equivalent other 1, meaning 100 to 1. And of course, that is what we follow la halacha.